It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, or good day, I should say. Depends on what side of the river you're listening to. It is a Motivational Monday, either way. It's the 5th of February, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, for the next hour here. It's the warm-up show for Sean Hannity. You know, the first act. You know, Sean Hannity is always the main act, so he'll be on it now. I'll make room for him and clean the studio before I leave. And then we're going to get to our guest, Carrie Larson with the Laughlin Chamber, in just a second here. But first, I want to tell you, tomorrow there's a blood drive in Fort Mojave at Valley View Medical Center, 9 to 3. Remember, there's no fake blood out there. So if you want to give the gift of life, call Vitalant today, 877- 258-4825. Make an appointment, and you can probably be in and out of there in about 30 minutes. Because they'll email you the questionnaire, and you just do it on your phone. And when you get there, they scan the little code in your phone, and then they ask you like four or five questions, and bing, you're good to go. And then Wednesday, this is a big deal. This is a resource exchange. It's put on by the Hospice of Havasu at the Bullhead City Library. 9:30 to 11:30. Yeah. If any questions, you call Hospice of Havasu at 928-453-2111. Now, let's change our tunes up. You know, on a Monday we play one band, one group, one artist. And I thought today we'd play the Eagles. So, welcome, Carrie, the Executive Director of the Laughlin Chamber. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Are you an Eagles fan?
I am an Eagles fan.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I actually had the sheriff in here a couple of weeks ago, and I texted him three bands, and he picked one. So he picked Journey. So we had Journey on. So for his request.
Yeah, gotta love the Eagles.
Yeah, I think so. I would like to see him in concert. We'll see.
We'll see.
I know. One of my buddies just went to see Steely Dan and somebody else was with them in Palm Springs. They drove from Bullhead to Palm Springs to see a concert.
Really?
I'm like, that's a good concert.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
My kid is actually learning to play one of the guitar riffs from Hotel California.
Oh, really?
And every time he does, he picks these songs, I think to myself, I've done my job.
So he has to learn the intro.
Yeah, actually he's learning one of the middle parts of it,
but the
one
intro,
of the solos.
The intro is 52 seconds long.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yep.
See, that's all guitar.
I know. It's beautiful, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's got to learn to play that. But it is good that he's learning Hotel California.
Yes.
It's better than, you know, no offense, but it's better than a rap song or...
Yeah. Well, you know, you'd be surprised. A lot of the kids right now are kind of getting more into the bands that actually play music. Grunge is coming back around.
Ah, okay.
A lot of the 60s and 70s rock bands
are
popular
that?
With them. Yes.
Well, especially when today's musicians will often re-record something that, you know, the Carpenters did, or Paul McCartney did, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, Simon Garfunkel, or the Eagles, and they re-record it, and everyone goes, wow, did you hear that new song? You
know? Yeah. You know. It's really interesting listening to music these days. I listened to one of the college radio stations on XM, and a lot of these alternative bands are actually reaching down into the 60s, more, not the rock side of it, but that kind of post-doo-wop phase that happened. You hear some of those undertones.
Wow.
And even a little bit of disco from the 70s. I've been quite impressed.
I was impressed at Billy Joel last night on the Grammys. You know, he played his new song, and then he finished off the night with, I forget. But he
can't help you. I didn't watch him.
Oh, well, I only watched the last half hour, actually, but it was cool to see Stevie Wonder with Tony Bennett.
Oh, yeah, that must have been amazing.
Yeah, so, and I like Stevie Wonder. So, hey, so what's happening at the Chamber?
A whole bunch of Connie Davis 5K walk and roll.
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. It's really important. That's coming up Saturday, March 2nd. And we've gotten all of our costs covered for the Chamber. So now it's all about getting the people to come and walk.
Okay.
Because that's where we really raise the funds for the River Funds Cancer Connection.
I had Mike in here last week, and we talked about that. And the Connie Davis Walk is the only event fundraiser for cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because We Care Cancer Support is no longer out there. And so it's that fund and those funds from the walk that produce his fund.
Yes, and that's picking up where the cancer warrior is dropping off their ability to pay for some of these things.
Especially if you've got to go to Vegas for treatment
and
you're going a couple times a week.
Right.
You know, and you're just fuel alone is not cheap.
No, it's not. And, you know, I did some research before I came in today for you. The American Cancer Society posted a study last year that looked at out-of-pocket costs from 2009 through 2016. And they found that those out-of-pocket costs went up 29% for breast cancer and 11% for lung cancer.
Wow.
If you think about that, that was 2016.
Right.
We're not even bringing in the inflation that's happened post-COVID. Another one was a 2020 study by the American Association for Cancer Research. More than 40% of cancer patients spend their life savings in the first 2 years of treatment.
Gee.
Their entire life savings.
Yeah.
And we have so many retirees here. Can you imagine?
Well, and you have a lot of retirees that live month to month.
Yep.
You know, they got a pension that was pennies, and then they get Social Security, which is not a whole lot of money.
Right.
And they're trying to survive on that.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you throw cancer, the monkey wrench of cancer into the system, and they're like, well, what are we going to pay for this?
Yes. You know. Medicare costs, out-of-pocket costs, range from $3,714 to $10,698, depending on the Medicare patient's level of coverage that they have signed up for.
Right.
I mean, that can completely wipe people out. I mean, we sit back and we look at how they've studied how many families in America can handle a $1,000 emergency expenditure. It's very, very few. So you start looking at $3,700 to $10,000.
Yeah.
And they're going to be devastated from it.
Well, and I think that's the reason why Mike and his board decided to create this fund, so they can help people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, simply paying their gas to Vegas back and forth a couple times a week, that's a big savings.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
and it keeps food in the cancer warrior's mouth.
Exactly.
You know, they have to stay healthy, and so taking some of that pressure off of them with having these funds available to kind of fill in those gaps is super important.
He's not paying for everything, but he's helping a lot with the families and, they're making a difference.
So how many people can we get to come sign up for the cancer walk?
How many walked last year, do you know?
It was a little under 500.
Okay.
I'm hoping to get 500 to 600 people to come.
Right.
I'm praying.
What's the cost?
It's $30.
And you get a breakfast, and you get a shirt, and you almost get a lunch, too.
Yes, you do get a lunch.
Yeah.
You get a lunch. Cinnabon is doing the breakfast. The casinos, resorts are doing the lunches, so they'll each provide a different thing for that picnic lunch: sandwiches, potato salad, mac and cheese, or macaroni salad, chips, dessert, waters. All of that is put on by the resorts in Laughlin.
Right.
And we've got a whole bunch of t-shirt sponsors that are sponsoring the event. So again, our costs are covered.
Good.
Now it's up to the community to turn out and walk or roll or run if they want to, and help us put those funds into the hands of the Cancer Connection at River Fund.
The first year I took my granddaughter, we get over there and they have Cinnabon. And I go, look, you got Cinnabon. She goes, I don't like Cinnabon. I go, what? How do you not like Cinnabon? And Sean Hammond comes walking in, and at that time there was a Krispy Kreme in the basement, or on the first floor of the Edgewater, and he's carrying like four boxes of Krispy Kreme. And she goes, who's that guy? I said, his name's Sean Hammond. And she goes running over there, Sean, 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 like she knows him, you know, at 12 years old or whatever she was. And she's like, can I have a couple of those donuts?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. You know, a kid on a mission.
Oh, that's funny.
And and, of course, she got, I think it was the next year, her cousin joined us, and we got the tie-dye shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And now they both say, we'll go back when you have tie-dye shirts. I go, look, I don't design the shirts.
Uh-huh.
Know. Yeah.
Well, I think they're going to strike out on that one this year, too.
Well, you know, now they're high school students, so try to get them to do something on the weekend.
I hear you. That can be a bit of a challenge.
Well, and they both have jobs now.
Yes.
So,
yeah. You got to schedule around them.
Oh,
it's weird. We can't just drag them along to things now. That we have to look at their schedule.
Oh, yeah. And their sports activities and their job. And, oh, yeah.
Well, it's a good thing that we have our volunteers in partnership to help with the event. Billy Kay is going to come and provide entertainment.
Fabulous.
There's going to be rock painting again, like we've traditionally had, but River Valley Artists Guild is going to be handling that. And they've donated all the supplies. We'll have pictures from Firefly Photography, a drone shot from Deja Light. Quail Construction is going to handle all of our traffic, you know, signs, where to go. And then Trophy Mart is going to provide the trophies.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've got them lined up.
We do. We've got them. You know, I've been so pleased. The Chamber is a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
You know?
And it should be. I mean, because a lot of the stuff that you do is the same from last year. But now you're always going to change something and tweak something.
Mm-hmm.
I do my Kiwanis Kids Expo on March 23rd. This will be the sixth year, but I'm still walking around with a clipboard all day long making notes. It's just who I am, you know. Okay, next year I got to do this, and next year I got to do that. And but it should go fairly smooth.
It is. It's going great.
Good.
It's going fantastic.
And you've got Michelle and Val who've been there.
Yes, and Claudia.
And Claudia forever. Mm-hmm. So you got their support. And they're like, I remember when we did this year and that year, and we did this and did that, and now we need to fix this and tweak that.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, they fill me in.
Yeah, they're good for that, yeah.
Yeah, they're spectacular. I love those ladies. Working with them has been such a pleasure.
That's good. Well, that's good that they bring their experience and their viewpoints of the events and whatnot, and can also help you, you know. When you got to go to one meeting, then there's two.
100%, yes.
And you say, okay, which one are you going to go to this other meeting for me? So, all right, we're going to go out to the commercial break with your son's new song.
Yes, thanks.
As long as they're just playing the intro here, I will tell you that the Lions Club has their meat bingo coming up this Thursday at the Chamber, I believe it is. I'll have to find out because I don't have a lot of information on it. And then also, barbecuing Hamlet, the play by the River City Group.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Guys, make your reservation now for Valentine's Day dinner at Laughlin Ranch Grill. The featured special starts with a wedge salad or a Caesar salad or a house salad. Then dinner, filet mignon and Australian lobster tail, plus vegetables and cheesecake dessert. Make your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243. Spoil your loved one. Regular menu also available. Nail down your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243.
No one cares for bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. When residents see them, they call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 928-758-5499. Monthly services available even for winter visitors. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Streaming TV is an easy way to watch your favorite shows and save money. Mojave Electric's fiber optic network and partnership with TWN Communications will let members stream uninterrupted, customizable television to their homes by providing fast, reliable internet. Use mybundle.tv to create the perfect television package for you and your family. For questions about cutting the cord and streaming TV, call 888-227-2095.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
And all I had to do was ask Mom. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me finish that up, by the way. Barbecuing Hamlet. It's a play, and it's put on by the River City Community Theater Group Players. And this is at Mojave High School, and it's Thursday and Friday at 7. And then Saturday and Sunday at 2. You want tickets? You go to River Cities Community Theaters Players .org, and that's where you get your tickets. I'm sure they'll have tickets at the door too. Mojave High School, Thursday and Friday, 7 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, yeah. When you have an emergency, you want help fast. A serious emergency like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. So what's important to know is that their hospital is equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. And, of course, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here 24/7. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up. Why not? They got two scenes. Why not go for Valentine's Day to Laughlin Ranch? You got a wedge salad. You got a Caesar salad. You got a house salad. You've got filet mignon. Yeah, Alaskan lobster tail. Ooh. Or you know, you get veggies and cheesecake. Make your reservations now. Call them 928-754-1243. 928-754-1243. East West Financial Services. Oh, retirement in 2024? Well, you might want to have a plan. How long is your money going to last? Do you have enough? Well, sit down with Jack Mafara. It doesn't cost you anything, and you can bounce around and talk with him, and he doesn't charge you. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Bullhead City and Kingman. So call him up, 928-888-9828. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant, all while you're being paid on the clock. Thank you. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. All right, we're back with the Chamber Director of Laughlin, Carrie Larson. And besides the walk, just right around the corner, too, you have the air show at the Bullhead City Laughlin. Excuse me, the Laughlin Bullhead City Airport.
Correct.
So International Airport.
Yes, and so I'll put in a plug for Jackie. The Laughlin Tourism Commission is partnered up with the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show. They've created a foundation for the event.
Oh.
And that event happens Saturday, April 6th. Very, very exciting. They went to air show school. They've got all kinds of different things that they're going to be focusing on. They're going to do a STEM presentation area for the kids. It is free to attend the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show on April 6th.
All you do and I think last year they had buses, like you could park at the Riverside parking lot and a bus would take you up there.
Yes.
And drop you off right in front.
There's going to be a full staging area, bringing things in. They have lots of plans. So I don't want to steal all of her glory. I'll let her describe that, but I just want to make sure everybody saves the date for that because it's very exciting.
Right, it is. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people went last year. A lot of people parked up on the hills just to watch the planes take off and land.
Yeah, I think it took me about an hour to get through the Sam's Club gas station because everybody was staring up in the sky instead of pumping gas.
Yeah, we weren't here last year for that day. I forget where we were, but I wasn't going to be in town. So, but I got to hear about it when I got back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very cool. And then the other thing, another way you can interact with the chamber, we have our monthly business breakfast for our members at 8:30 on February 23rd. This one will be presented by Haley Furr with Hospice Care. She's the Hospice Care Coordinator for Beacon of Hope Hospice.
Okay.
And so you come on over. You have to make reservations because we,
you have a little
quote
room.
Unquote,
it
sell
fills
out.
Up. Yeah.
Yes. It is free to go, but you do have to have a reservation to get that seat. We had to bring in extra chairs last time.
Wow.
Yes. We had a presentation from the Laughlin Times Mojave Valley Daily News on digital advertising. That was really helpful for our businesses that attended.
Sure.
So these are always really informational and people learn a lot on them. Good. But what I'd really like them to learn is how to go to laughlinchamber.com and register for the Connie Davis 5K walk and roll.
Yeah. Come out that day. If you can't walk the whole thing, it's not a big deal.
You don't even have to walk. Just come and hang out. You know, I'm not a walker.
Yeah.
I will be rolling in a golf cart if I've got to go down there. But you can come hang out on the grass, look at the vendors, and or not vendors, but exhibitors.
Right.
Nothing for sale, no pressure. You can just take a look at what some of our businesses have to offer.
And you get a bag of goodies when you register, and you get your shirt. And then you can go and have a Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm.
And
free food.
Yeah.
Lunch, $30.
Yeah. Perfect.
And then help somebody save some stress with their cancer treatment.
They can also buy tickets at the chamber?
Yes. So far, and we are working toward this, we don't have payments online for the chamber, but that is on my list of to-dos that I'm working towards. But you can register at laughlinchamber.com, and then you can either call to submit your payment over the phone, or you can come in and pay for the event there.
Okay.
We'd love to see you.
Yeah, and this is tax deductible. They can write a check, and it's tax deductible. Chamber's a nonprofit.
No, the chamber, donations to the chamber are not tax deductible. We're a 501c6, not a
C3. Oh.
Mm-hmm. So if you were writing a check directly to the River Fund, that would be the case.
Okay.
But not deductible. You know what? Who cares if it's tax deductible or not? It's fun, and it's $30.
And Billy Kay's going to play music, and he's a one-man band, and he's very entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can hardly go get coffee for three people for $30.
No kidding.
So
really.
Come have some fun with us.
Okay, what's the phone number for the chamber if people have questions?
The phone number for the chamber is 702-298-2214.
All right. Carrie, thank you so much for coming in. Great
You're
information.
Welcome.
And we'll have you come back later in the month because you'll be like a week out from the walk, and we'll talk about all the sponsors and everything.
That'd be fantastic. Thank you so
all
much
right.
for having me.
Have a super day.
All right, I will.
Stick around. The Salvation Army is getting ready to walk in the door. We'll be right back.
He was a hard-headed man. Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy Comfort Classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City. When you need emergency care, you want it fast. And if it's a serious issue like a heart attack or stroke, every minute counts. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. At Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, we're here, ready to offer care 24/7. To learn more, visit WesternArizonaER.com. In an emergency, call 911.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years' experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
The Mojave Community College Booster Club is helping to bring collegiate sports programs to our Mojave County Community College campuses. The first sport will be men's and women's soccer. The MCC Booster Club is in a campaign to raise funds to make this possible. We are in the final stretch of the drive. The annual fundraising golf tournaments in Lake Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City are upon us. Our hope is these tournaments will put us over our financial commitment to help bring sports to our local MCC campuses. The Booster Club is currently in need of corporate sponsors and can only reach our goal with our community's support. To find out about the different levels of sponsorships and benefits included, please contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. That's 928-716-8182 for more information. Thank you for supporting the MCC Booster Club's endeavor to bring college sports to our communities. The Mojave Community College Booster Club is a 501c3 entity.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perello Real Estate Tower. And I do want to tell you, on Monday the 12th, Mojave Electric Cooperative is going to have a town hall. Reliable energy, that's what it's all about for rural Arizona. It's at Los Lagos Golf Course, 7:30 that night. Call MEC if you have questions, 928-763-1100. And Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Oh, yeah, fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Oh, it's the greatest thing. We have it here in the studio. I've had it on for a year and a half. I've never had to call them. It doesn't break, doesn't fail, doesn't weave in and out. I will tell you, though, if you are a TWN customer, that, hold on, I'll bring this up here because I got it in my email. Thursday the 8th from 4 until 6, they're going to be working on the system, upgrading it. So if you're up early on from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., you might not have it. Okay, but it will not take more than 2 hours. Oh, and by the way, they're coming to Golden Shores. You want to sign up for TWN? There's 22,000 connections out there. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up. Oh, ProFit Kitchen. New year, new me? Well, let ProFit Kitchen help you out. With healthy, fresh, and delicious food, 4 different salads, 12 different wraps, 10 different healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls. Yeah, all stuff that's good for you. And it tastes good. Smoothies and protein shakes too. Dine in or take out. He'll make your lunch for the whole week if you want. Go to the website. It's called ProFit Kitchen. You got to spell kitchen right. KITCHIN.com. Barron Services. Oh, professional team. Oh, gosh. Yeah, they do security and alarm and fire alarm systems. They do pest solutions. And they take care of businesses and homes all over the area, even in Laughlin. So if you need an alarm system, you need a fire security system, you need to get rid of bugs, Call one number, Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Quality, experience, and family. And now, the Salvation Army is in the room, the studio. How's John?
Yeah, doing well.
Captain John Burks with our Salvation Army in Bullhead City. I'm good. You know, people usually only think about the Salvation Army at Christmas when they see you ringing the bell.
That's fair.
But you are here 365, 24/7?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So now, what are your priorities during this time of year when we're you know, other than the coldness for the transients?
Well, we're still handing out day bags for homeless Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then we're also doing our food boxes for individuals. That still happens and from 9 to 12, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we still continue to help individuals out throughout the year.
Now, you left Tuesday out of both of those.
Yeah, we get
what happens on Tuesday?
We get our trucks that day, and because of our small operation, that
right.
space, really, we have to close one day in order to get all that in, and that's when the trucks can come in.
And separate it and everything, get it organized,
so
it's ready to give it back out.
So typically we have a lot more people on Wednesday because they've realized, hey, you know, Wednesday's
right.
the day to go. So
okay. And probably on Monday they want to get enough to last them on Tuesday.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Now, you have church services on Sundays.
Yes, we do. Every Sunday we have a church service. Our service starts at 11. We also broadcast live on Facebook Live.
Oh.
And then our Sunday school starts at 9:30.
So. Now, who does the services? You or the
both
missus?
Of us. Yeah, both of us. We're both ordained pastors through the Salvation Army.
Right.
And so I typically do three Sundays out of the four or four Sundays out of the five. And it depends on the month if something's going on at the end of the month. But typically my wife does the last one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. She likes that?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And now you have your thrift store.
Correct, yeah. That helps with our social services as well. As a matter of fact, we had an individual who had a house fire, and we're helping with them getting some clothes, and then later on when they actually find a place, we'll help them with whatever donations we get. So.
Yeah, because then they can come back and get kind of stuff to fill the new house if they've had
right.
a fire and lost everything.
Yeah, it really yeah. does help them at least get a head start. Right now they're just trying to find a place, and as I'm sure you know, it's difficult to find a place right now.
It is. It is. And especially when you don't have anything to put in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
David, you don't want something big that just looks bare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that is the problem in our town right now. I know there's some apartments being built.
Yep.
There's an area up by me at the far east end of our project that
there's a couple.
They've leveled it. They haven't started yet. And then there's supposed to be 112 units coming on Silver Creek Road.
Yep.
So that'll help. And then the teachers are building their homes.
Right.
They've already got the road all graded.
Mm-hmm.
And the city's going to do the paving for them. But yeah.
But that'll open up other locations as well. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be great.
Yep. So
yeah.
It's exciting. Now, you guys kind of oversee Kingman, but you don't have a operation like you do here.
No. So we actually only oversee Brett Hsu, who is the employee that works over in Kingman.
Oh, okay.
And so we help and guide. And right now we're just going through the process of getting it through the county in order to be able to serve food, and we're almost to that point. So
okay.
we're almost able to do our regular delivery of food boxes and things like
in
that.
In Kingman.
Mm-hmm. In Kingman.
So then that'll open up in a couple months, you think?
Oh, I would say no later than a month, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. We've already been working on it, so it's just it's a little process.
And it's all packaged food, right? So it's nothing you guys are making.
No, but it's the correct storage and giving of the food. So you have to have guidelines in order
sure.
when you're giving food to the public, regardless if it's, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's going to happen soon.
Yes, it is.
That's going to be a new service out there then.
Well, we did have service up there before, and we did have to close it down for a period of time.
Okay.
But it's going to go back to the same kind of service where we're helping people. And I think, in Kingman, but I think it's a better location. It's down the hill from where we were at.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of low-income housing in that area, so I think it's going to benefit them. There was one comment a volunteer said, they would walk up that hill and they'd just be out of breath trying to. Then I'm sure it's an easier walk back, but then they have all those groceries.
Right.
Okay. And so I think it's just going to be a better location.
So where's it going to be located?
It's right off of 6th Street and Route 66 right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. And then your Bullhead location.
Oh, man. I should know this by heart,
you
right?
You should.
I should. You know what I tell people is like, I hardly ever write it down because I have, you know, my cards and all of that, and I have a stamp, so I don't have to write it down. But I always say, you know where Harbor Freight is? It's right over there on Palmer Road.
Right.
But let me get the address for you because I...
It's 1461 Palmer.
See, and you're better than I am.
Well, I just I just had it in my phone.
Oh, okay.
So 1461 on the corner.
Yeah.
It's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or what?
For food boxes, it's Monday to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 9. To 12, and then in the afternoon you could still get daily food bags for homeless both times, but in the afternoon we provide showers as well on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if a homeless individual needs a shower, and from what I understand, they really like. You know, it's really picking up. We used to have maybe one or two when we first started, and now I think we have about 10 to 15, I think,
coming in and taking a
shower. Taking a shower for the week.
Good.
And I think that's just going to increase because ours are more private showers.
Right.
And so some people just said, I prefer that.
Yeah.
So it's a nice thing for them to get what they
You guys have been showering the homeless for ever.
I mean,
they were rebuilt for a while and shut down to rebuild them and remodel, but I mean, that's been going on forever.
Yeah, just trying to do what we can to help those most in need. So,
you know, and the public thinks about, you know, ways they can help the Salvation Army. It's not just ring the bell and at Christmas time, but you have a community board, more or less?
Yes, we do, yeah. We have a few individuals that are stepping up in order to be a part of it. And that's encouraging, but we do need more. I would love to have a board between 12 and 15,
okay.
Not only representing Bullhead City, but also in Fort Mojave area and Laughlin, because we serve this whole area.
Okay, you service Needles too?
We don't service Needles. That would be part of the
San Bernardino.
Yeah, San Bernardino.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if people want to get involved with that board, they should just call you.
Yeah, they can call me on my cell phone if they
okay.
want.
Go ahead.
951-219-2704. It is a Marietta, California cell phone, but I move around a lot.
And local number.
I used to change it every time I went somewhere, and
can't
I was like,
yeah.
I'm kind of done changing.
Yeah. Well, or they can just call the Salvation Army and come in there at 928-758-3141.
Yes. It's on my phone. I always Google things. I should probably start saving those. But
well, some
Google.
Of those things you should, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, gosh.
That's funny.
I know. So you're going to be at the Kiwanis Kids Expo. You'll have a booth there.
That's correct, yeah.
And be set up that day, which is March 23rd. And you guys have been there forever. Do you ever have a, you know, I see whenever the Cowboys play, they have, because Jerry Jones is on the national board. And they always have a great big kettle at the end of the field.
They do.
And several players have dived into it if they've made a touchdown. What does it take to get one of those big kettles out here in Bullhead City?
Funding.
Oh, okay. That's all? That's all?
You know, I started to try to find out how much those would cost, and it's about $1,000 to
yeah.
get to get a big kettle. Yeah.
Because I think during Christmas it would be fun to move that around.
That would be fun.
You know, you and I know a couple of people that have little trailers that we could borrow.
Yeah.
And strap it down and move it around town, and people just, you know, people would enjoy being able to toss, you know, money into that thing.
I bet.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
6-year-old to get in there and get it all out. Although the Dallas Cowboys seem to fit in real well when they dive in there.
Yeah, key club. Yeah, they can help.
Yeah, they can. Exactly. I didn't think about that. Yeah, get the key club out there. I would imagine the one that the Cowboys use is probably a little stronger built than than one for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably.
Yeah, no. The $1,000 one is just enough to fit one person, and it's not multiple people.
Yeah, theirs is big, and
but there's cutouts, and you can buy makes it appear that you're inside a kettle. So that might be an option.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Of course, you get a ladder and put people inside and get their picture taken.
Yeah.
You know, they could roll a $10 bill up. And, yeah.
That'd be nice.
You know, or hold up a $100 bill and send it to all their family at Christmas and say, you didn't get a present this year because it's right here in this book. I gave it to the Salvation Army. Here's a picture of Grandma and $100 bill. Yeah. That would be interesting.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So what other projects do you have coming up on your plate?
So I'm actually going to two trainings in the next in this month. One is just this next weekend. This weekend, actually, the 9th and 10th. And one thing the Salvation Army likes to do is during this time when it's about ready to get started with fire or floods or whatever, to just gear up our EDS or Emergency Disaster Service training.
Okay.
So I have, I think, three other individuals that are coming from the area with me to Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to be doing a canteen training there. So we'll actually get a Clark County food handler's card during that training and be able to work in a canteen on Saturday morning. And we're feeding anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 people on one of the campuses over there.
Wow.
So it's an actual event so that we can actually, you know, this is what we're supposed to do, and it's a really good thing. And then I think the end of the month, I think it's on the 24th or something around there, there's another training in Phoenix that I'm going to. I might be bringing one or two to that training as well. And it's the same kind of training, but this one they're doing a little thing where they're seeing which canteen's going to be the best canteen. So it's a little competition there.
I remember when Mark Stearns was a captain and they had this pretty severe fire in Mojave Valley. Mm. And it wiped out a lot of homes, and it was a wildland fire, but it wiped out a lot of homes and a lot of people were homeless out there. And Mark ran to Vegas and got a canteen and mm-hmm. took it down there and was set up for food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to know that in that type of emergency that is that large, that you can rush up there and say, give me your canteen, I'm out of here, you know, and bring it down here.
Yeah. In this area, in order for us to mobilize, it would be probably 2 hours to 2.5 hours because it's coming from other places, right? But I know that we mobilized. I'm not sure the extent of what we did for emergency disaster services, but when Laughlin had the floods over there and the power was out, and we had some power, I guess, in this area that was out.
Right.
I know that we did come. I just am not sure the extent of what that was.
Right. But that's a business you're in. Let's take a break. You have questions? Grab our phone. Write this down. It's 234. Yeah, we have our own area code. 234-343-1065. Call in anytime during the program. You got a comment, question? We'll take it.
There's talk on the street. It sounds so familiar. Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Hey, this is Devin with Dr. D's Gourmet Creations, and went to go visit my old chemistry teacher one day, and I saw he was making jerky, and I said, why don't we try selling this? And ever since then, we've been trying to create these awesome scientific experiment creations. Dr. D's helped me become a business person, is what I've always wanted to actually do, and my old chemistry teacher gave me that opportunity, and I'm so thankful for it.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Marijuana may be legal in Arizona, but driving impaired is not.
As a police officer here in Arizona, I know DUIs apply to more than just alcohol. Anything that impairs driving makes you dangerous on the road. If you feel different, you drive different, and driving impaired can get you a DUI.
Get the facts at drivinghighaz.com and spread the word with the hashtag HighDUI. This message is sponsored by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
This is Paul Lavoie, host of Speak Out on KNTR Talk. Make sure to keep your dials tuned in weekdays following Speak Out at Lock and Load for the hard-hitting, no-punches-pulled Sean Hannity Show, sponsored by Bank Street Guns. Empower your Second Amendment rights at Bank Street Guns, your trusted partner in responsible gun ownership from the largest gun shop in Mojave County. Visit BankStreetGuns.com today. A proud sponsor of the Sean Hannity Show. Bank Street Guns, Kingman, Arizona.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Our phone number is 234-343-1065. Hey, tomorrow on the program, we're going to have the California Highway Patrol in here. And Speak Out before me out of Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie is going to talk Fords, cars, Fords, and Havasu Marine Association. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Stop in and enjoy the Comfort Classics menu. Chicken strips melt, classic cheeseburger, prime rib parmesan griller, dinner plate, maybe something like a steak and pepper skillet, or delicious country fried steak. Yeah, or a prime rib, and 12 choices. Just choose as your size. Well, you don't get all 12. I mean, you get two or something. But anyways, there's 12 of them for you to choose from. And then you can always have a piece of French chocolate silk pie to go or eat it right there. Ask them for a scoop of ice cream. They do that. Mojave Mortgage, hey, it's 2024. You're thinking, let's buy a home this year. Honey, come on. Let's get out of this apartment. Let's buy a home. Well, you're going to need some cash, so you call Chad Hansen. You can have your mortgage all set up, your financing, before you find the house if you want. Call him at 928-288-2691. He'll say, come on in. Let's meet at the office. Let's talk. And you'll say, well, here's what we're looking at. Spend it between $350 and $400. Okay. And then he gives you some paper to fill out, and he disappears. You go, where'd he go? Well, he went down to the vault. There's a vault under his desk the size of the Pentagon underground with shelves and shelves and shelves of money. He gets your $300 to $400, 350 to 400, and he comes back up on a silver platter and goes, here you go. Yeah. It's that simple at Mojave Mortgage. Yeah. No, you can't see the vault. Call him up. Get some of his money. 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage. Yeah, take two. Mojave Electric Cooperative. I need more people with Mojave in their name. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. They need your help. They need help with generating and transmission. More reliable power. Affordable electricity to you and me. That's, we don't want to pay more. So to continue providing power that you need, MEC needs more power generation sources. Yeah, including renewable energy and flexible, efficient gas units. MEC is looking for you to go to reliableenergyarizona.com and show your support. Sign up. All right, back in the studio. I did get an email earlier that said, and this is especially if you have television in Mojave County, some of the transmitters could be affected by this upcoming storm from Southern California, and that came from the county. So beware that we may lose anything, power, transmissions, translators. You might have to go into service with your canteen.
I have to.
You never know.
Yeah.
But you know, I've been here 43 years. I've seen storms go right around Bullhead City. I swear. And you watch it and you go, we don't get a drop? Not a drop. You know, but then at the same time, I've seen Highway 95 flooded and there's no rain in Bullhead City because it's all coming down the hill.
Yeah.
You never know. So you're doing a estate planning seminar that's open to the public.
Yes, that is on March 9th, on Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And there's a special number to call if you want to be a part of it. I have that one.
Okay, good.
So that's 800-479-0210. And it's just a seminar just to see what the Salvation Army provides. I was talking to our planned giving director, and he said the Salvation Army, because we're such a large organization, we have some specific things that we're able to produce with planned giving and estate planning as well. And so he said we haven't had one in Bullhead City in some time, and we should probably consider doing that. And so we set that up, and also with Ken Sonograph, he'll be there to help with that. So I'll speak a little bit. Our plan giving director will speak a little bit, and then Ken will speak a little bit as well.
And Ken just recently called you and said he had a couple of bequests from people that passed that in their will or whatever left money to the Salvation Army.
Correct. Yeah, well, there was one that was going through when I got here, and then we just received paperwork today for another one. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And that adds up for a nice little chunk of change into your coffers.
It really helps for the long term for the Salvation Army here in Bullhead City. Our regular donors are amazing, and they give for the day to day,
right?
And for the year, if you will. But these donations will help if something big happens,
right?
And we need to get it fixed or repaired or
right.
those kind of things, or if someone specifically wants something to happen here. I'm not saying there's multi-billionaires in the area, but there's been large donations in other areas that have been given for the Salvation Army for specific purpose.
Oh, okay.
And so when that happens, we honor that specific purpose and we develop it. That's if you've ever been to a larger, even Phoenix. I think Phoenix has, Croc Center. It was from the McDonald's heiress, right?
Oh, okay.
And so she donated, like, I think it was $80 million or something like that.
Holy cow. Yeah.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.